Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.EDU. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:04, down 2.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.71, up 2 on the open. March, 4.86, up a quarter. May, 4.92, down 2. July, 4.79, up a half on the open. December corn opened at 3.56, up 1.75 on the open. March, 3.70.5, up 2. May, 3.76, up 1.5. July, 3.80, up 1.25. September, 3.60, up 1.25. Red line December, 3.51.5, up 3/4. March 2008, 3.55.5, down 1 on the open. March oats opened at 2.61.5, up 1 on the open. January soybeans opened at 6.57.5, up 1.5 on the open. March 6.72, down 1/4. May 6.82, up 3/4. July 6.92, up 1.5. Redline November 7.09, up 1.25 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 185.70, up 30 on the open. January 188.60, up 50. December soybean oil opened at 28.33, up 5 on the open. January 28.72, up 9. At the Merck January feeders opened at 100, down 42.5 on the open. March 99.35, down 22.5. April 130, down 10 on the open. May 150, down 15 on the open. December live cattle opened at 86.80, down 15 on the open. February 89.55, down 17.5. April 91.12.5, unchanged. June 87.65, down 7.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.85, down 47.5 on the open. February 63.80, down 47.5. April 66.95, down 50. May 72.45, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91, down 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of red on the screen this morning, but not heavily in the red. To what do we owe this?
Well, I think we're seeing some liquidation for, say, the report was somewhat as expected, being carried out left unchanged at 565 million bushels, corn 935, raised wheat ending stocks by 20 million bushels, but no surprise there. I think the trade wanted to go with the higher trade overnight, and the higher trade overnight was just some last-minute buying ahead of the report this morning. The idea is maybe the ending stocks come in below expectations, but that did not happen. A lot of sell orders went in to sell the higher open, and I think we're seeing that follow through. But there's talk that maybe the Asia corn business could slow down here, take a break after the big spat of buying we've seen here over the near term, and that this demand could maybe see it slow down as we go into the holidays here in the next 2 weeks.
Does the trade pay more attention to the world ending stocks later today or later this week?
Well, ending stocks in the world, wheat was up about 2 million metric tons, corn up 2.7 million metric tons, bean ending stocks up 500,000 metric tons. That's not a big mover, but when you look at the long-term supply-demand balance sheet, especially in world carryout, these are historically tight for wheat and corn. So if one wants to watch the world numbers and feel that we're going to remain relatively tight worldwide, you'd probably use some weakness here this winter to establish a long position. As far as beans go, 55.7 million metric tons, that's a record. We got ample world bean stocks around, but they're going to follow the coattails of corn and beans.
We're going to crush those beans because meal stocks were reduced 24% worldwide.
Well, it's going to fluctuate back and forth. The main thing of the beans would be bean oil demand. Bean oil stocks went down, and so therefore it suggests these high vegetable oil prices and the move to bio oil is going to be the name of the game as we go over the next year or two. So what you got to watch there. But the thing about the beans is the next year's numbers, that's where one becomes extremely bullish, because you're going to lose a lot of acres of beans here in the U.S., and you're going to see a major shift in the fundamentals as we start seeing the analysts put in the March planting intentions report into their new crop production figures.
So now we have this report behind us. Next report not out till January, the holiday in front of us. Prices going to sort of drift lower waiting the next report, or what?
Consolidation, yeah. I think there's the lack of any bullish enthusiasm. We can sort of drift here for a while. When you look at who's been doing what, I mean, the funds are already loaded up on the long side. If you look at the export business, it's booked clear out next spring. Domestic-wise, you've spooked everybody into forward pricing so far, so I think everyone's fairly well bought up here, so it's going to take a world event to push the market into the next phase of another leg higher, and that could very easily happen tomorrow if there'd be something blow up somewhere to give them reason to buy it. I think there's eager buyers still to push this grain market another notch or two higher.
And awaiting that fundamental news, what kind of technical downside objectives might we be looking at?
Well, you can do some simple retracements back to the downside here. When you look at the March corn futures, is it 365, just a simple 38% retracement back down to the lows there last summer, take you down to 338. You can use that as sort of a downside objective. Same thing in the Dease corn, about 336. When you look at the January beans, several areas you can watch there, 640, then 620. If you're a new crop November bean watcher, you can go clear down to 680.
So would you recommend catch-up sales at this point?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, if you're still hanging on to a large percentage of your production, you got to ask, why you're hanging on to it. And once you figure that out, then you got the reason why you're hanging on to it. So I think you've got to reward the market here at these levels. The risk is back to the downside. So I think you got to reward the market. I'm not suggesting clean out the bins 100%, but I think one needs to be 75, 80% sold on old and have a chunk of this new crop sold with orders above the market to sell more. As an investor, it's a whole different story, but as a producer, I think you got to reward the market continually here as we are at these levels.
What do you think the implications of this wheat market moving lower might be to those producers in southern Illinois and Indiana that planted winter hard red wheat?
Well, I don't know about southern Illinois planting hard red winter wheat, but as far as the soft wheat market goes, they've got the flexibility to see what this spring brings. If wheat goes into the tank here and loses a dollar, I think you'll see those wheat acres be converted to corn acres fairly quickly. So, on the other hand, if beans would rally $2 or $3 here this winter, then they'll probably keep the wheat in and plant double crop beans on them. So, I think it's going to depend on the price of corn, beans, and wheat as we go into this spring to give them an idea of what they're going to do with those acres.
And you are of a mindset that wheat might drift down to $4?
Well, until we see world wheat demand pick up, wheat's going to play the back seat here for a while. We saw carryout and wheat go up by 20 million bushels. Wheat exports are 17% below a year-ago level. We've got wheat worldwide that's going to pretty well satisfy the demand. Unless we run into some severe weather problems. I mean, If we don't get the snow cover and we have extreme freezes here or else in China, it could be a whole different story. But when you look at the increase in wheat acres, I think the wheat's just going to be the backseat to the corn and beans as we go into 2007.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Chicago. December wheat at 467 down 2. March 482 and a half down 3 and a quarter. December corn 350 down 4 and a quarter. March 364 and 3 quarters down 3 and 3 quarters. May 370 and 3 quarters down 3 and 3 quarters. July 375 and a quarter down 3 and a half. December 328 down a quarter. January beans 654 and a half down 1 and a half. March 669 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters. May 680 down 1 and a quarter. Novis 707 and a half down a quarter. December soybean meal 184.70 down 70. December soybean oil 28.22 down 6. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.